Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC Open Meeting on the 10th of May 2017 at 1500 UTC. On the call today, we have Agustina Kalagari, John Carr, Martin Silva, Ponsulate Ileleji, Raul Ploma, Sam LeFranco, and from staff, you have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, John and Raul.
Great. Thank you, Mariam, and welcome, everyone. Raul has sent out the agenda, and everyone is okay with the agenda. Are there any additions or deletions that anyone has? We're all good? Yes. Hearing nothing?
We're all good.
So, great. Thank you. So thank you, Agustina, for being on the call. So we have Sam as well. Any word from Claus? I didn't get any response. I don't know if anyone is he feeling okay? We should make it a point of maybe sending an inquiry to him and just in good faith because he's just had his operation. So, and he's recovering. I think that's action number one that we send a note to Claus, just to touch base and see how he's doing. So that's action number one. So we have a number of things that we have to get done. The first sort of priority is the NCSG review, which is due on the 11th. And I think we're doing a really good job in getting the work done. And actually, I have to say before we go to it, when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, my goodness, there's a lot of work. But it was broken down, and I think that we are really on track with it. So, Raul, would you like to walk us through the review online then, and or I can do it? Which one would you prefer?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, John. You know the drill.
Great. So, but it's good if you wanted to as well. So the NCSG review has, if we can go to that.
Slide, Dr. Carr.
Sorry? Hello? Did someone say something? No. Mayor, is it possible to go to the NCSG review so we can look at it? Because we do have to get that one done and identify the things that we need to do or cannot do. Is it possible to go to that, Miriam?
Sure, yes, it will be possible by sharing my screen. I'll do that in a moment. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, great. So while that's coming up, anyone has anything that they've looked at it, is there anything that's sort of looking at them and saying, oh, my goodness, we need to look at those, or just before we go through it, are there any issues that anyone has? I think everyone has done a great job, by the way, in adding to it. So, Raul, please go ahead.
Hello, for the record, this is Gangada Pandey from Hyderabad.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Raul is on the line. Go ahead, Raul.
Yeah, so I guess we really need to have the purpose for our bylaw clear so we can add it in the NCSG review as well. So what is the sort of last deadline that we can do it by?
Yeah, as like, much as I understand like it is the 15th.
Okay, right.
Now, in saying that, I think that because we're in POC, and this is not an excuse, it's just an explanation, we are going through our charter review and looking at the bylaws, and I think that we can ask for some understanding in that we're doing that if we don't clearly define everything. That's my opinion. And I was going to suggest to the MPOC group that we take the review once we've entered it, and then work it into a strategic plan for the next year to make sure that we're addressing all of the things that we're that we need to address. That's sort of one action that I saw when I was going through the review. I don't know how everyone feels about that.
No, it sounds good. Like it'd be good if all of us got their heads around the purpose of NPOC, what exactly it's going to be in. I think we should really try to speak to NCUC more about making the distinction between individuals and organizations and try to get the organizations to NPOC.
Mm-hmm. And really define it. I think that's the problem we've always had, is not being able to define it. So. Okay, so purpose is one of them. I identified it as well. Sorry, who was that?
Yes, one of you. Yes, I joined.
No, Raul, your hands still
raised. Yes. I put to join on Adobe Connect too. Thank you.
Sorry, who's speaking?
I see. I will try to join in Adobe Connect too on the chat room.
Oh, Olivia. Oh, hi, Olivia. Thank you. Thank you for joining. So let's go through each of, if you guys don't mind, because we do have to get this review done. In red was the, I put the things in red that I think we absolutely have to address so that we know right away when we look at it, that's what we had to address. So the purpose, do we want to discuss this now or do we want to be dialoguing on what the purpose is? Because we need to put it on the website and look at the bylaws on what exactly is our purpose, or do we want to leave that to have it discussed over the next year to really define it? Thoughts?
Yeah, it'd be best to really come up with it rather quick, and I don't think we should have it blank at any point when we're submitting this. It'd be really important to have our purpose clear, and for others to know that we have it clear.
I agree. It's important because I was actually asked, I've been asked it so many times, what is our purpose? What do we do? So let's have a discussion on what is our purpose, because it is the number one question. It was also kind of funny. Anybody want to start? Okay, I'm going to arbitrarily ask Martin, since he's our counselor, maybe to give us some thoughts on what he's hearing from the GNSO, and maybe we could start there, if you don't mind, Martin. Martin? So he wrote in the chat, we can encourage them to address their operational concerns with NPOC. That's what we do. So that's the action. What exactly is the purpose? Like, is it to inform? Is it to educate? Is it to get them into? See, I think when I read the charter and the review, it's not so much engagement. We have to do engagement to get people involved, but it's really to get them involved in the policy development process. That's sort of what, but specifically for their operational concerns. I think that's what our purpose is. So how we do it is by, engagement, education, et cetera. But that's what I think that we need to do, is identify what policies are operational concerns and dialogue or communicate with our members for that purpose. So that's my take on it. Hello? Everybody's mute.
Ponce, because I can hear you all. Thank you.
So is this Ponce Ray? No. Are we agreeing with that purpose or not?
I don't know.
Ponce Ray, we can hear you.
Purpose. I concur. Yeah,
okay.
I concur with the purpose, so we can go ahead.
So we're saying our purpose is to... Okay, so Maryam, could you type in what we said our purpose was on the right so that everybody can see it and agree? Because we need to put that in our review. I think that's our purpose. Sorry? Anybody want to speak, please raise your hand so that I can know who's wanting to speak. Otherwise, it's difficult. Especially... So that's what I'm putting out there as what we have to do, and we have to focus on it. So, any thoughts? Okay, good. Raul, we can start there and maybe add to it and agree to it. But remember, today is the 10th, and so Monday is the 15th. So we can put that... We can add more, I absolutely agree, but honestly, we have not done a good job at informing our members about the policy development process. So, these are good. So, the purpose. So usually a purpose is what is, you know, what is it that we're going to do, and then you build your actions around it, right? So. Yes, I like that wording. Wonderful. But, okay, so I'm going to copy those because those are good words. So we can add those to the document. Okay. Oh, can't work on the document. Add it to the document right now. Actually, maybe we should go into the document, but... Miriam, do we get the chat? Oh, you are writing it. There we go. Okay, that's great. Okay, so for the purpose, we've got, good. Any objections to number two? So we can maybe join those together and come up with a very quick, the quicker that you can answer that question when you're being asked, the better. So... I like those. So we can work on those. We can I'll ask Miriam to copy those and put it into the document, and then we can work on the wordsmithing. So good, very good. And then the next action is to post it on the website. Are we good for number 1A then? Good. Number two, one C. What is the common interest of your membership? Now, I wrote it down that organizations have a registered domain name, and I just thought that seemed a little bit lame, but I put it down. Do you need to define that a little bit more? That's 1C. And the question is, what is the common interest or background of your membership and the focus of your group? And this is why the purpose is important. So number two, Miriam, just if you could differentiate between 1A, and now we're on 1C. Let's see, Raul is typing. Oh, okay. Is everyone okay with 1C then? Because we can take it off the red. So 1C. Yes, yes, good. No objection. Okay, 1C is good. 1A, nope. Okay, now going down, could you put the screen down, Miriam, please? Thank you. Now, this is the, so now number two seems to be okay. I think everyone is okay with that. Do you participate in any, participate actively in relevant NCSG and GNSO PDT working groups and work teams? So they were asking, I put in there a list of those working groups. I didn't have access to them, and I didn't know where to find them. Do they have one? Now, I started in 2015 October, so I wasn't on any group for the first year, and this year very. I missed the one that I was on, but anyone else on group? Because of Miriam, is there a record of that we can find of who's on our group that's on working groups? Or any of you guys have any answers? They're talking 2016, 2017. But anything will do. Yeah, but if Ponce, I see your note. It's on our SOI, but we need it in the document. So if everyone could just add to it, that would be great. So we can have a list. Yeah. So I'm asking everyone if they could just add what groups they're in, their PDPs and working groups, instead of somebody having to go through each one of the SOIs, if that's okay. It will make it much easier. Just the ones that you're involved with, even if it's just the last year, if you could do that, please. Is that possible? So we can get that one done as well. And they're only asking for 2015 onward. So can we have that as an option then, that everyone will answer that one in the next couple of days? That's one, three, number three. Yes? And if you need the link, we'll send the link as well. Yes, Miriam. Thank you, Miriam. Okay, can you bring down the... okay, so we're agreeing that Miriam will go through the SOIs, and Miriam, you have that on the list, so she has that as an action, so we agree on that. Okay, great. Next, can you move the... up or down, I guess. So the next one that we have is 4B. if everyone's okay with the rest of the answers, there were no objections. 4B was provided a complete list as possible of such comments. So, who wants to do that one? A complete list. I have no idea where I would find that. So, Miriam, can we ask you to do that one too? You and I can work on that one, maybe. We'll put it on our task list to try to find them. Yeah, so that's 4B. 4B, Jonan. Okay. Okay, we'll list as much as we can, what we can find, and get that one done as well. Can you go down, please? Aaron? All right, and down more? I think 5 is good, and then they have go down a bit more, Miriam. Please. Yeah, great. So the next, it looks like 5 is good, and then they had a number of questions. I wrote in what I thought. Has anyone else? So that's it. After the box. It says, for all the questions, do you have any plans or prospects in progress to affect your situation? So one thing I did think of was onboarding. We could add that one as the an outreach and engagement, if that's okay with you, Augustina. We can add that as something that we're going to be doing. And if anybody wants to add anything else, please do so. But I think we're good for getting as much as possible done with this. I work with Miriam for number 4, and Miriam will do number 3. We'll add number 2 and then take off with, and try to get this document done by Friday for everybody to review. And we can, if everybody can review it, we can submit it on Monday. So I think that we're good for that one. Any objections, comments? Seeing none, no hands raised. Great. Miriam, could you please go back to the agenda? At any time, Raul, if you want to take over, I'm good.
Go ahead, Joan, please.
Okay, so number 2, constituency day in Johannesburg. Raul, would you mind working on that one? And have you done anything to plan that day? And which day is it? But you can do that. You have some time. We can do that. We don't have to do that right now. But it's usually the... You and I can work on that one to send to the committee?
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. Anyone have any ideas around what we should be doing on constituency day? I'd like to propose that we look at the onboarding project so that we can adopt it as part of our engagement for the coming year. Augustina, maybe if you could prepare a presentation. Are you going to be, Augustina, are you, Augustina, are you going to be in Johannesburg?
Yes, I'm going to be there, and for sure I can make a presentation there.
Yeah.
And also, since I'm speaking now, Martin and I will be sending to all the ExCom members the materials we have been working on next week, so you can review them and we can go step forward in Johannesburg.
Wonderful. So we'll put that down as an item for constituency day then?
Yes, perfect.
Great, thank you. Consulate, go ahead.
Consulate speaking for the I just want to say, because I know... are planning also something, an event.
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Yes. Okay, speaking for the record. NCAC are planning something, NCUC are planning something.
Yes.
In South Africa. And I know they are going to be working with APC, the Association for Progressive Communication, of which I'm an individual member. And I think it would be good if you have APC that is from there and they have a good network. We give an opportunity to talk to Renata, who will be there. I know Renata is the one organizing it because she has spoken to me about it. So that they too should be involved in our constituency day. Either by speaking or doing something for us, they are very consequential there. I think we should try to create synergy with them because, and they too will be able to invite NGOs within their own network or through the APC to attend our thing. So I would like us to give them a spot there.
Okay, so, right. No, I think it's a great idea. So what would you want them to do on Constituency Day? Do a presentation on what they're doing? What did you have in mind?
Yes, do a presentation of what they are doing, how we work together within the MCS, within the MCSG, and especially in being part of the PDP process, because you have a lot of NCUC people that are very active in a lot of PDP process. So it will also be very good for them to be there. Yes.
Okay, great. So who would we ask to do that presentation?
You should email Renata. You should email Renata.
Might I ask you to take that one up and let us know? I think it's a great idea.
Okay, I will send an email to Renata and I will copy you.
Okay, great. Is everyone okay with that on Constituency Day? I think it's a great idea. I think the new MPOC is this whole idea that we want to be part of the community. We want to build bridges and work together. So it's a great idea. Thank you. Okay, Raul, I put my great. All right. So Raul and I will plan on Constituency Day and come up with an agenda and send it to everyone for comment, okay? Is that okay, Raul? I'm volunteering you.
Yes, it's okay. Ganga the Panda from Hyderabad.
Sorry, what did you say?
I agree with what John Kerr said.
Okay, great. Great, thank you, Panda, Ganga. So, you have a question, Agustina, please go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to add this.
Just a second, Gangadhar. Are you on the phone or are you on the...
On the phone.
Oh, okay. So just let me know when you want to speak because people raise your hands. Just say, Joan, I'd like to speak, okay, because I can't see your hand. So, but there is someone that is speaking right now, so I'll go to you next if that's okay.
I'm waiting.
Ahead, okay, great. Agustina, please go ahead.
Yes, I don't know if you remember, but last Constituency Day we were talking about analyzing the possibility to move Constituency Day to another day or another time, not to be at the same time of NCUC Constituency Day, because there are many people who want to attend both, and it's kind of impossible. So
yes.
I don't know if that's possible, but maybe we have to check that.
Yes, good idea. Yes. So I will check that and let everyone know, okay? So that's an action. Check the timeline. Okay, I will do that. Thank you for bringing that up, because that becomes a conflict, doesn't it? Okay, great. So Ganga, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, I want to make a small video on the history of NPOC.
Right.
So, if everybody likes this idea, I will go ahead.
Okay. Are you going to be in Johannesburg?
Not sure.
Okay.
The election process is still on.
Right.
So once it is over, I'll be able to give a clear idea.
Okay, great. Is everyone okay with a video being done for the history of MPOC? Might I suggest something? Whether you're in Johannesburg or not, maybe if it can be arranged for you to do a presentation on the idea, because the elections are not over, it's over by the time we've finished in Johannesburg. Tell us what you would like to do, what kind of video you'd like to make, and any input you would like from anyone. I think that might be helpful.
Yeah, I would.
Great idea. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to have some high-resolution pictures from the beginning of the NPOC. Whenever we are met physically, all this this can be put into the video with some narration. So I need the clips, video clips, small clips, if they are available, or images, high-resolution images. And once they are with me, I will write a draft narration, which will be circulated among all the people, and after the finalization, this will be made into narration and added to the video clip.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's wonderful. So we will help you with that and want to learn more about that. So welcome, Raul. Thank you for joining us. We're discussing the Constituency Day in Johannesburg and what we're going to do. We've gone through just a quick information for you. We've gone through the review document, the NCSG review document, and we have some actions, so we'll send those to you. And now we're planning the Constituency Day in Johannesburg. And Raul and I will actually put the program together and send it to the committee for input. But so far what we have is the onboarding that Augustine will do a presentation on that day, and Ponsole is going to find out if someone from NCUC will come and give us a presentation on, I guess the greater message is how we can work together and build bridges with him. And Ganesh Dar just mentioned that he would like to do a history of MPOC, which I think is a great idea, and everybody agrees. So here, let us know more about that. And we want to make sure that our scheduled meeting for Constituency Day is not at the same time as NCUC, so that it can participate and be invited with us. So it's a quick wrap up. So now we're on the charter review. So the charter review, I'll give a quick, Bernadetta is not on this call because we've agreed to have a separate meeting with Ken and Bernadetta on May 15th. Was everyone okay with that? I guess there was a doodle that went out, so I guess we'll wait for the response to that. So basically what Ken and Miriam has done is put Sam's original comments that he had on the document and integrated into the charter. So we will be going through the charter and deciding which of the ones were better, the updated or the comments, and then that document will be scaled with those answers, and then we will have to review it again. So I think that if it's okay with everyone, we can discuss the charter review on May 15th. Any objections to that? Seeing no hands raised or none. So let's move on to the MPOC election then. So the election is, I guess we're in the nominations process right now. we probably should send out, maybe I'll ask Raul to do this, not Raul, but Juan to do this, send out another communication just to the membership to say, you know, to please nominate anyone and just to get the community aware that we do have an election or nominations. And it only would only be to the active members or the updated membership because they're the. Is that okay, Juan? If you could do that, please. Just a gentle reminder. Any discussions on the election? No, you think everything has gone well? I think everything is going well, myself. So, yes. No questions, no objections. Okay, great. My goodness. Raul is typing. Oh, when is the deadline to decide? Oh, yeah. We've got a few candidates, that's for sure. Great. Any other questions or objections? No? Okay. Marketing materials, then. We'll move on to that. Miriam, any information on the deadlines for the redesign of the logo?
Hi. Miriam speaking for the record. So I had a discussion with Conch team, and they have taken the concepts that John and Juan proposed, and we discussed about a few stock images that we can use to reflect those concepts. And so she has gone ahead to send that to the designer. She's said to me that we're definitely in line to get this ready for Johannesburg. So fingers crossed that in the next week or two, we'll get the design concepts back, and the team can decide from there which of the designs they want to use going forward. Thank you.
Great. So if I'm understanding it, it's for Johannesburg, but there's Eurodig before that. So
We might get it for Eurodig, so that's a probability. We already have printed materials with Adam, which Raul can use for Eurodig.
Okay.
The only difference will be the logo design, because we had the flyer created for us a few months ago, so that's still up to date. So we just need to change the logo. So in that case, I think we're good if we don't get the logo ready for Eurodig, but definitely we would have that for Johannesburg. Thank you.
Okay. So thanks a lot. So in any case, we will have material for Raul to display, and those aren't printed, but they will be ready with the old logo or with the new one. But it will be ready for him. That's great. All right. So we don't have any questions, issues?
This is Ganga from Hyderabad. It's not a question. It's a small input, a request.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we get to see the draft logo before it's finalized?
Yeah, that's
oh, absolutely. Yes.
We'll see a draft logo, and then it will be sent to the MPOC discuss list. So not just the XCOM, and everyone will have an input to that before it is finalized.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Okay, well, please press our open. There's a deadline for. Okay. Oh, we need to decide when we need to, which date we have for constituency day. Yes, that was date. I thought that was already decided. I think it's a day that's decided, but it's a time that's. Yeah, that's right. That's what I have. Good. Thank you, Miriam. We have the time too. Okay. So what we need to know is what is NCUC's time. Do you have that handy, the NCUC, are they at the same time, Miriam? No. Oh, good, good, good. So we can do that invitation. Okay, great. If they're having it at a different time, then we can send that invite upon today as soon as possible so that they're aware that they can send someone and schedule it in their time. That's wonderful. Oh, they don't have a constituency day in, okay. They don't? Really? Okay, well, that's not our business, I guess. So we have a number of actions which we'll send out, but any other questions or comments? Okay, good. So our next, while we discuss things on our XCOM Skype, that's great, but we do have a meeting with Benedetta on Monday. Yes, we do one on Monday. If you filled out the doodle, the time will be sent and confirmation will be sent once the doodle is done. And Martin has a say. Please go ahead, Martin.
Yes, just one last thing. I think it would be great if we can arrive to Johannesburg with a few public comments being done and a little bit more of active members in working groups, just two or three more, and especially just that I've been hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. I know if we improve that just a little bit, it could make a difference on how we are perceived.
Excellent point. I hear it all the time as well. So yes, if we can really make an effort to do that, that Miriam, maybe you could put down on the list. You and I, or you and Ponce, can work on this. Send out to the list what policies need comment on it, and we can comment on it and also send it out to the membership. We may as well start that process anyway. That's an excellent point, Martin. Since you're on the talk list, Martin, maybe you could give us an update on the GNSO, if you don't mind.
Of course. And just actually preparing, I sent to the PC the Policy Committee constituents of the NCG, a report. I can share it with you once. It's much clearer because to say it out loud here, it would be very confusing if you can't read. It can be very, very confusing because the GNSO Council really doesn't openly talks about every detail. Most of the work is being authorized to the Council. Discussions are very, very specific, like this wording or this thing. So I already done the report. I wait for the final approval of the PC to read, and I can send it to a discussion list. It would be much more useful than just trying to comment on the make sense, because it would need much more context that I can give orally here.
Okay, well, maybe that's something that we should be putting on our agenda all the time, is Doug and Upsler, so that when you're on, that you know what we have to be aware of, and so that's part of the policy development as well, right, if you know what's going on and what we have to do. So we should have that as an agenda item all the time. All right. Well, are there any other – is your hand still up, Martin, or is that an old hand? Okay, great. Thank you. Any other comments? Any other business? Seeing none? Well, Raul, you have the last word.
I'd just say that I'm looking forward to see you as the chair.
Thank you. Let me just say what a wonderful job that you guys have done for the website. It's really exciting to see it, and it's really, you know, almost like a new message. It's new, and it's very streamlined, and really great job. And I think the communication has been fantastic, and I really, really, really see great things for MPOC, and I think we have a really great group that's working together and has a lot of synergy together. And that's what makes a committee great, is when everyone works together. The only other thing I have to say is I'm a little unhappy that we don't have the funds that were transferred as of today. I think Sam's on the line. Some of you on the line? It would have been great to sort of write that off, but we're dealing with that at the moment. So we need to really beef up our policy, help our policy chair, and get that going. And I think it's great. So thank you all. I think I'm happy. So here we go. So thank you again, and we will talk on Skype and by email. And if there are no other questions, I'd like to call this meeting to a close. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the call. Kel, you may disconnect all lines and stop the recording. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.